trying to read them. So, yes. So, we're live on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio today. Ouch, that hurt. So, I am Unique Wright, and welcome to the I Am Unique Wright podcast in Studio U. I did it today behind, you like my new shirts? I did it today behind the, on my money, because I like the money background. It looks nice. It looks pretty good. And we're talking business structure, we're talking money, we're talking everything. So I want to get the show started off with that. All right, guys, so we are about to start the show. Give me 1 second. I want to play you guys a song. You know, I always have a song. Somebody told me, recommended me to play this song today. And let's see if I can get my Bluetooth to connect. For some odd reason, it will not connect right now. But we're about to start. Okay, guys? I'm so happy to see everybody here. I'm so happy. Today, we're going to talk about business structure, okay? Like LLCs, corporation, S-corp, sole proprietorship, limited partnership. Which one of those should you have? Why should you have these structures? Limited partnership, LLCs, corporation. Why should you have those? All right, like what's so important about those for you to have? Okay, so we're gonna play a little tune real quick while we get everything organized. All right, I hope you enjoy. It's called The Originals by Stokely. You know, I'm very original. I do everything how I want to do it. You know, I do listen to some people. Very few people I listen to, but I do listen. Or at least hear you, and then I'll figure out if that is what I want to go. But because I'm so unique, you know, they invited me or they told me to play this song in my show. So this is a little 4 minute show. We are not advertisers of SunTrek. Let's get this ad real quick, okay? So this is Stokely's original. I do not own the rights to this music. We're just playing it because it kind of represents who I am and what I'm going to be broadcasting to you out here today. I'm super excited. A little lengthy broadcast, but I just wanted y'all to know I am organic, I am real, I don't cover up much, I am hardcore, I give you the facts as they are, as I know them. Okay, and now I have to give my disclaimer out here. I am not a lawyer, and I'm not a lawyer in the discussion. So any advice that I give you on this show is my opinion, and I have some, you know, kudos to I found quality information, but I am not a lawyer, so and or a tax attorney or a tax person. So do not say that I'm any of those people. But I'm giving advice on the different taxes, as knowledgeable as I possibly can be and knowledgeable as I am. I'm giving you advice on how to structure your business and my personal knowledge and my personal facts, my personal opinion. So all of this is my personal opinion, okay, guys? So do not be like, oh, she said. No, I said it, but I didn't say it. So if anybody throughout this wants to have any questions or want to join this blog talk, you can call us at 563-993-562. Okay? That is 563-993-562. All right, guys. Hold on 1 second. Let me put this on Do Not Disturb because there will be somebody who calls me at this point. All right, so business structure. LLCs, corporation, limited liability partnerships, sole proprietorships is what we are discussing today. Okay, so with all of that, oh, before we get into that, I did not get into my book of the week last week because it was my birthday and I was just turned up and ready to partay. So since that didn't happen, I want to talk about the book that I read last week or listened to last week. It was Live Life, Love Work by Kate Barton. Live Life, Love Work by Kate Barton. That book is phenomenal. What it is this book is about is it kind of tells you how to balance your life and your work and make sure everything is balanced. Because everything needs to be balanced and structured. You need to have that balance in your life. You don't always want to, you don't want to be called the workaholic. You don't want to be called, you know, you don't pay attention enough to your job because your family comes first. So there has to be a great, happy balance with that. You need to take time for yourself. You need a vacation. You need to meditate. You need to exercise. As y'all saw earlier, I went on my walk before this podcast just to clear my head so that I can be focused for you guys on this broadcast. You know what I mean? So that is kind of my whole thought process behind all of this. So download the book on Audible. I am not an avid reader, but I am an Audible listener. I love Audibles. I love listening to Audibles. I love that I get it all 4 or 5 hours when I'm on the way somewhere, flying in the airplane, 2 or 3 hours here, 2 or 3 hours there, 4 hours max. I have a whole book read. How fantastic is that? When my book comes out, it will be audible as well. All right? So that is one thing. So make sure you do what you love and you love your work and you have an actual balance in between all of that. That's kind of what this multi-dimensional entrepreneur does. But we have to get our balance. We have to figure out how we balance out. Okay? All right, so let's dive in today. What are the business structures? Okay, we're going to start with the sole proprietorship. A sole proprietorship, I'm just going to kind of read, also known as a sole trade. Individual entrepreneurs or is a type of enterprise that is owned and run by one individual, which has it has no legal distinction between the business and the owner. So if you have a sole proprietorship, means you're running it, it's just you. You're just selling stuff and it's just you. It doesn't mean that you don't have, if somebody sues the business, they're suing you. They're gonna take all of your stuff. So if you are a hairstylist and you don't have an LLC, if you're a barber, you don't have an LLC, if you're doing construction on somebody's house, car work, The only people who are really safe to not have an LLC is maybe if you sell t-shirts and hats, but you better know where they come from and what they're washing, because if one breaks somebody out, if somebody says they got a rash from your shirt, they're suing you for those things. You know what I mean? So make sure that you have an LLC, a corporation, or something else. Sole proprietorships, I do not recommend to anybody, because especially if you're really trying to do business. Now, if you just, you know, playing around and you selling waters on the corner, cool, I understand. I still would get one, but hey, it's just a hustle. It's just a little side hustle. You know, you blink and nobody will be able to find you. But if there's a track record of how they can get in touch with you, a business card, if you create a business card, you need to have a legalized business structure. All right, then we have our next one is limited partnership, which is formed, is similar to a general partnership, but it's only with two partners, okay? And a limited partnership, so one is the primary partner, and then one is just a limited partner, okay? So they're not really on the same level. This is just as bad as having a sole proprietorship, okay, guys? So I would just recommend you doing an LLC or a corporation, and we'll get to the reasons why. But the limited partnership will make sure your business is structured where you only have one person. You know, you and another person are joining this partnership, and y'all are building your businesses together. Again, just get the LLC. So then we have the LLC, one of the things that I have been promoting. At least start here, which is a limited liability company. This helps protect you and your assets, your personal assets, to the minimum bearing. So it gives you, like it says, it's limited liability. If your business isn't structured properly, they can still kind of come in to get your house and figure out who you are and hit your social and put liens on your stuff if you're just an LLC. Okay, so a lot of people are like, well, I'll just go get me an LLC. They're quick, they're easy, $125 in Georgia, $100 really if you don't reserve the name, if you take your chance to get an LLC. So that makes it fairly simple. And it goes through the taxation process of you having it just as you being yourself. So, you know, you're just adding that onto your regular taxes. A Schedule C is formed so you can write some more stuff off. But other than that, it's really not big beneficial. But it's a great place to start. If you're just trying to figure out what you want to do with your business, it is a great way to just get an LLC. It's not going to take you far. You can't do international business with an LLC. They do not. It's only a U.S.-based entity. So if you're thinking about doing business internationally, or your business plan is to go global, then you need to do a corporation, a S-Corp or a C-Corp. All right. So we're going to get into a C-Corp, which is my favorite. A C-Corp is an organized group authorized by a single state of action with a single entity and recognizes as such in law for certain purposes. Early incorporation entities was established by a charter, okay? The thing with a corporation is this is how it works. You have a CEO, you have a CFO, you have a COO, and you have a secretary. Those four people run the company, okay? That does not mean they have any stake in the company. That does not mean that they own any part of the company. That does not mean that they, anything. They just run the company, okay? Then we have our shareholders, all right? This is where it gets fun. So within corporation, you can have your shareholders. Your shareholders are the ones who fund the company, who fund the company, who gives money in the company. If you ever want to do public trade, your company, that's what you want to have. If you want to do a corporation, I mean, if you want to do franchises, you want to have it in a corporation so that if, say, hey, I wanted to be in business with Paul, right? I want to do business with Paul. So, but I just want to give Paul $100,000. He gives me a percentage of his business. I own maybe 25 shares of his business, and I own the shares, okay? But James, Rico, Ron, and Marcus are running the business for Paul. Now, Paul owns majority of the, or owns 25% of my business. I don't run it. I'm just kind of there. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting around, twiddling my fingers, you know, looking at my shares, looking at the profit margins, all of that. But I don't really run anything. I own half most of the shares of the business. So that means that I own more of the company. I can be bought out by somebody else. Somebody else can be a part of that company with me. I can have as many unlimited shareholders. So if I want to give some, if I want to have this corporation, y'all talk about generational wealth. You have this corporation, you gift your grandkids, you gift your kids shares of your company once it becomes a multi-million dollar company. So that means if anything ever happens to you, or if something happens, they will get that percentage of the company for you. Or they could sell it to get some money up front, or whatever they want to do, or give it to somebody else. So having a corporation, a C corporation, gives you room to grow. It's huge, and you can be publicly traded as big as you want to. Now, the other cool part about a corporation, as you're building your corporation, it can stand alone without you or anybody. No entities need to be a part of that corporation, okay? So your social doesn't have to be connected to your corporation. Unlike your LLC, your social will always be connected to that business. So if you want to be a corporation, you can have be a shareholder. It doesn't even have to have your LLC, have to have any part of your name, nothing that you do attached to it, but you own all the shares. Then you can build your business credit, establish your business credit, establish funding. When you go to a lender, when you go to a bank, when you go to funding departments, the SBA, they look at corporations and they're like, okay, here's some money. Because that means you are ready, you have thought about your company, you thought about the growth of your company, you thought about how much you wanted to expand your company. So establishing your corporation. Now, if you have an LLC right now, that's perfectly fine. You can go into the Secretary of State, just do it at the first of the year, so it's cheaper, so you don't have to pay twice. And upgrade it to a corporation, which usually costs you about the same as your LLC did. So it's not even a cost factor, it's just a structure factor. Most LLCs in most states cost about the same, okay? Or cost the same. It's just a structure. It's just you either click the LLC button or you click the corporation button. Yes, you need to have articles of corporation. Yes, you need to have meetings. But if you're the only one in your corporation right now, okay, yes, I had a meeting yesterday and I said this and I said that and that was said. And the secretary, yes, I'm the secretary and we said this and that. And the CFO said, hey. And you could be all eight of those people, okay? Or four of those people in the beginning. And then when you grow, you can hire CEOs, CFOs, CEOs, secretaries to run all of this, and you just be a shareholder, and you still get those dividends and make all of that money from that company, all right? But you're not doing none of the work. Who wants to do all of that work, all right? So that is what a C-Corp is, why you should have a C-Corp, why it's important to be, to do a C-Corp, are those reasons, okay? Those are my reasons, how I feel about it. That's all my opinion. I just get super excited about it once I really learn how to level up with a corporation versus an LLC. you get so many more benefits. People just take you just a little bit more seriously, even if you're starting off. They give you lines of credit faster. They give you money faster. They look at you a whole lot different. LLCs, they're like, she ain't gonna even be in business tomorrow. She don't even know how many partners she has or blah, 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 hoopty hoop. But a corporation, they really think you're doing the damn thing. All right? Then we have S Corp. Okay, I know this is where a lot of people get confused. An S Corp is still a corporation, but an S Corp is almost just as bad as an LLC. Okay? So an S Corp means self corporation. That means you really don't have too many shareholders. The only difference is instead of you saying you're an LLC, you're saying you're an S Corp. The taxation is the same as an LLC versus a corporation. So we're about to get into the taxes in a second. So that is the difference, all right? In that. So now, did y'all understand that? Do y'all have any questions? Do y'all have any concerns about what I just said? If y'all do, let me know. If y'all liked what I said, shoot me some hearts, shoot me some stars, wave at me. If you need me to repeat something, just say, can you repeat whatever part, and I will repeat that for you. Again, if you want to call in and ask me questions, you can call in today at, hold on, I gotta find the number again. 563-99-3562. That is 563-99-3562. If you want to call in, if you have any questions, you'll be calling right into the Blog Talk Radio and I can chime you in, okay? All right, so now we're going to get into the taxes part. All right, this is where everybody gets all scary about corporations versus LLCs versus sole proprietorships versus S Corps. They get crazy right here because everybody gets scared. Okay? And I'm not being racist or anything. I'm just gonna say black people, y'all hear this word double taxation and y'all run from it, right? But it's not that scary. Okay? It's really not that scary. It's actually beneficial if you know how to play the system. This is what people do all the time. They do this all the time. They do corporation, they say they're getting double taxed. We rob Peter to pay Paul, and Paul pays Jerry, okay? So this is kind of how it works. So I'm LLC, I'm gonna start with the LLC. So sole proprietorship, limited liability companies, those are just yourself, you'll file them on your own tax return, regular tax return, like you would do anything else. All right, you'll file them on your regular tax return like you would do anything else. You don't really have to do anything special. You don't have to have a tax attorney, a tax prep. Keep your receipts, download QuickBooks, you know, upload that into your personal taxes if you have kids. Your earned income taxes will actually help pay some of those personal taxes in that LLC. But then you're not really taking that serious, because it's just like another income, but taxable. You know what I mean? But you got a little bit more write-offs, okay? Just a few more write-offs. Now, when you have a corporation, a C corporation is what I'm talking about. When you have a C corporation, your write-offs are so much more beneficial. Like, say you made $100,000 last year, right? You paid yourself 30, 40 grand. You don't wanna say you paid yourself 50 because that's half of your money. Like, that really won't add up properly. So you paid yourself about 40 grand if you made 100K, right? The rest of it went into operational costs and everything else. So now you just write down your deductibles. You can write off your car. You can write off a lot of of stuff in your car, your house, office. It's much easier to write it off on corporation and LLC because they're going to scrutinize you with your home office, especially if you're doing actual business out your home and you have a separate door, like you have a beauty shop in your basement or whatever, you have a separate door, that whole part of your house can be written off. In Schedule C, you only can write off 300 square feet of your home, which is a third, or it depends on how big your home is, 300 square feet of 1,800 square feet. So if your home is 1,800 square feet, you only can write off 300 square feet in a home office, which most people, depending on their home, you might have a little bit more space, you may have a little bit less, but you only can write off that. So then that's like a third of your light bill, your water bill, your gas bill, your mortgage, and everything else. A corporation, you can write off bigger space, okay? Corporation, you can write off your insurance, your health insurance. Say you provide health insurance to your employees, you can write all of that off. You can write off fringe benefits. If you take a lot of vacations for business, you can write all of that off in the corporation because it's business travel, it's business expense, your car rentals, if you go out of town, you rent your cars, all of that, it can be written. Only a portion of that can be written off as an LLC in your Schedule C, but if you file individual taxes with your business taxes versus your personal taxes, you do that. So you paid yourself $20,000, $30,000, whatever you paid yourself. Now, I'm just gonna break this down to you. So you could, for your personal taxes, again, I'm not a tax attorney, I'm not an IRS person, so if I do say something wrong, I do apologize, it's not quite right, but this is my personal experience, just my disclaimer, okay? So as a tax, so you have two separate taxes, okay? With a C-Corp. You have your business taxes, which is totally different. You do that with that tax ID, and then you have your personal taxes. So with that, you could say you only paid yourself $25,000. You know what I mean? Then you pay the taxes on that. You write yourself a W-2, and you do your payroll, and that is that. Those taxes that go, you pay those taxes over here, okay? And then give yourself a 1099, so technically you're not double taxed. If you go over to, then you go to the corporation, they're gonna charge you for paying yourself that $29,000. That's when that double taxation thing comes in and scares people away. But it depends on how you play your numbers and what you're planning to do with your personal taxes and your versus your business taxes. Because at the end of the day, if we can make your business taxes look very good and very structured and very strong, you could just buy everything with your business and have less liability on your personal. So if you're saying you're making $300,000, $400,000, but you're paying yourself only, you know, $25,000, $30,000, you're still kind of benefiting on that because you have costs that you can say that you spent on yourself. So maybe you just paid yourself that on paper, if y'all get what I'm trying to say. All right? And then, so you're not really losing, you're just playing with numbers. And numbers is where it is, and numbers is how you win, okay? So those are parts of that. Now, but the cool part about, so now if you have health insurance, you get your health insurance through your corporation, that's a tax write-off. If you want, you know, dental, life insurance, you get all of that. Your property insurance, you put all of that under your business where you can write all of that off. If you've established your business well enough, you could even purchase your home in your business name so it is not attached to your personal name, which gives you more leverage on your personal credit and your personal name. Because a mortgage, a bank will give a business more money to purchase a home or purchase a building or a spot for others to live at, however you're justifying purchasing this whatever size home you want for your business, because it is now an asset as a business. It's a liability as a person or as an individual, but as a business, it's an asset, if that makes any sense. I hope that makes sense. If it makes sense to y'all, wave, throw some fingers up, give me a high five, say hello, anything. If I'm confusing the hell out of you guys, tell me that too. Just let me know how, what's going on. Anybody, can I get a wave, a high five, a middle finger? All right. So, I guess I'm not above your heads, but hey, y'all are listening. That's all that matters. Now, we're gonna get into business credit. I want to just get into this just a little bit because it's very detailed. In next show, I'm going to actually break down how to establish your business credit, the 10 steps you need to establish your business credit. Because now once you form this LLC, this corporation, you want to take that corporation and make it its own entity. So this is you. And this is the corporation, okay? So you want to kind of make it your own entity. And you do that by establishing business credit and establishing credit, your own credit by establishing credit lines. Now you can establish business credit with an LLC and or a corporation and an S corp. You can establish business credit with those, okay? Now it's a little bit easier and you get a little bit more if you do it with a corporation versus you doing it with a S corp, or a LLC, but you can establish it with it. So there are steps, things that you need to do, the basic stuff. I'm just going to give like a rundown list to establish that business credit. Is that you need a website. Well, you need to register your business as an LLC or a corporation, a business account, a tax ID, which is now your business social. You need a website that tells you a little bit about your business. It doesn't have to be full force, just kind of synopsis. You need a Dun & Bradstreet number. It's called a DUNS number, which you can get those for free. You need to create accounts with companies that will give you credit, that will report, like a Quill, Uline, Granger, HD Supplies. Those products, those companies right there will give you lines of credit. Amazon, once you get to tier two. So once you get to tier two on your thing, you can get Amazon. You can start working with Dell, Apple, getting business credit through those companies like that, which established a little bit more trust and a little bit more credit. Then we go for that AMAX. Yes, baby, the next part of it is getting the American Express. So that's how, those are like the steps that you use to build your business credit. So I'm about to go into a recap of everything that I just talked about for those who are just joining. We started talking about business structure. How do you structure your business? How would you structure your business? I gave you my opinion on you should have a corporation, delete those LLCs, upgrade them on January. Between January and March, when you have to renew your LLC, upgrade it to a corporation, send in that paperwork, send them the $50 in Georgia to renew it. Anybody who wants to, are interested in corporations and don't know the fees of their state, if you go to my website, iamuniqueright.com, hit the resources tab, I have a list of all 50 states, corporation, the registration office for all 50 states, pick your state, click on it, and it'll tell you exactly everything you'll need and what your business qualifies for. Your registration is free. Just go there, click on what you need, and you know, go from there. If you need a personal consultation about how to set up your business, me or someone in my staff can come through and help you set up your business structure. You do a consultation, we help you set up your business structure and get you everything that you need to set it up. I don't recommend using LegalZoom, not that they're bad or anything, but they just cost you excuse me, way too much money when you can do it yourself. They usually charge about $300 or $400 over the fees of registering your business. So, like my nitro coffee, gotta keep up, keep perky. But yes, so being a recap, let's do a quick recap. I know I was talking pretty fast earlier, so I just want to recap. We have LLCs. We have sole proprietorships, we have corporations, we have S-corps, we have C-corps, and we have limited partnerships, okay? So a sole proprietorship is just you running your business and hope the best for everything, okay? The limited liability is you and your homeboy, you and your friend, you and your partner, you and your bestie, you and your wife running the businesses. It's limited partnership, so it's only you and them running it together. That's it. It's limited to that. One of y'all have a little bit more stake in the business than the other, so that makes it a limited partnership. Then you have your LLC, which you can have as many managing partners as you want to. All of y'all could attempt to run this business with each other or not. Some can be investors, some can be not. So there are so many levels of limited partnerships, but everybody kind of owns an even part of the company or the state. Then we have our C-Corp, which is ran by, the C-Corp is ran by the CEO, CFO, COO, and the secretary, which does not mean those are their four powers that run the company, but that does not make them own the company. They do not have to be owners of the company. The people who actually own the company are the shareholders. So if you have a corporation, you can have 100% share to I Am Unique Right, and Unique Right owns 100% shares, but I can sell 50 shares, you know, to Tony, I could share another shell to D, I could share another shell to Tanya, I could share another shares to, you know, they could buy a couple shares, and then if I grow big enough and grow, establish my business and structure well enough, I can actually now publicly trade my company, and now it's become a full public trade corporation, where that means anybody can buy into my business. So that makes it really awesome if you're a corporation. That's why I love corporations. And you do international business, you can grow, you can expand, you can do anything you want with a corporation. An LLC only limits you to the United States of America, the US. You cannot do business in China, Africa, India, Asia, if you are an LLC. Now, if you're doing real estate, and you're just holding, flipping property and stuff like that, an LLC is perfect, because really it's just a holding company till you establish a business account so y'all can exchange money. So it's not in a person's name, it's in a company's name, and then you shut it down after that time is available over. So if you're just doing commercial stuff, or if you're doing real estate stuff, then an LLC works for you, because it's not really for the long term. It's not long lived. It's kind of in and out, kind of. You jump in, it's like double dutch. You jump in, you jump out. You jump in, you jump out. You know what I mean? So that, and then help, you can actually get a business bank account in that business's name, so it's not technically tied to anybody, tied to you, or tied to anybody particular, at the time of doing the sale, if you're doing real estate. Again, I'm not a real estate agent. I'm not a real estate attorney. This is my disclaimer. I'm not a lawyer or a tax attorney, so anything I say is my opinion and my opinion only. And if you have a problem with that, get off my show. So, the next part is taxation. We'll go back into that. Your LLC is filed with your personal taxes, so you can actually just use your personal taxes. You add it as a 1099 employee or as a business on your personal taxes. You can use all the benefits of your taxes from there. You get less tax breaks with an LLC than you do with a corporation. But you can actually, you know, have your tax, you can write some stuff off. So if you make a lot of money in your regular job and you need something to kind of level it out with your taxes, do an LLC real quick. Start selling some stuff online, level that income out so that you can work on not paying as many taxes. There is a way where you can legally not pay taxes or pay very little taxes and get away with it. All right? It's not illegal. It's just if you file them and you put the right numbers in the box, you get it. It is what it is. You know, you just have to know what to do. So that. Then you have corporations, which people worry about being double taxed. It's not that severe. It's actually beneficial because you can use it as leverage either on your personal side because you need more money on your personal side, or you can use it as leverage on your business side to establish your business and your revenue on your business, okay? So making sure that you have that set up. If you have an S-Corp, it's just like filing for an LLC. You technically don't have to do a second entity for that, but you can. You don't have to file different taxes. So this year I had a corporation, my UCW Enterprise Corp. I filed UCW Enterprise Corporation taxes by themselves. I got a refund on my personal taxes and have to pay on my business taxes, but I even made more not even to cancel it out. So it works. Okay, guys? And then when you're establishing business credit, you can use that. You can use your corporation. You can use your LLC to establish business credit. You can only use those two. And it actually kind of helps you faster with the corporation. So if anybody has any questions and would like to call in and ask me any questions, we have about 16 more minutes to go on the show. You can call in at 563-99-3562. That is 563-99-3562. And I can, you know, break this down to you a little bit more if you would like to call in. Or what I would really appreciate you sharing this live, you sharing this post. It'll be on Instagram TV. It will be on Facebook, my Facebook page, personal page, and my business page. And then I would love, it would make me so happy if you follow me on Blog Talk Radio / I Am Unique Right, so that you get live updates about when I am on, about to do, go on, and all of that. And my next show is on Wednesday at 9 o'clock. Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we'll be doing another show. In that show, I will talk about structuring your, getting your business credit started. All right, how to start your business credit. 10 steps on how to start your business credit is what we're going to talk about on the next show. So stay tuned. Tell your friends, go to my Facebook page if y'all need, have any information or want any information about that. My website will have a plethora of information on it. So we're going to free downloads, free stuff, things you need to do. Again, you can call me for a consultation. First 15 minutes is free. After that, we'll discuss and we will go from there about how to build you a successful business in 2020. I'll give you advice on, you know, personal things that I think are successful right now, what you should start a business doing, what you shouldn't start a business doing right now. You know, I'm not a big, right now, having a walk-up store is not the best. Having an online store with the same stuff is awesome. Then you don't have to keep as much as inventory. You can drop ship. It's so many ways. Structuring your business, getting things through business credit, lines of credit, establishing your business where you are capable of making the moves that you need to make. And if any of this pandemic ever happens, again, you'll be in the right areas. Because the thing is I'm getting hit with people every day calling me about, where can I get money? Where can I get some of this money from? Da, 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 da. But y'all don't have LLC set up. Y'all don't even have tax IDs. Y'all don't have bank accounts, business bank accounts. Y'all don't have any of this. And now you're rushing out to go get business bank accounts and get your LLCs. And they're like, oh, we're not sure if you qualify. Even though you might have been doing business as a sole proprietorship for the last 20 years. But because you did not want to take the 45 minutes it takes to actually fill out the paperwork to get the corporation and the tax ID, y'all are losing out on tens of thousands of dollars, even hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, and all these grants and everything else. You have to have tax IDs. You have to have an LLC form. You have to have a website. You have to have something saying who you are. Just the simplest thing. I'm going to even do one day, we're even going to do a whole show on how to build out a simple website for you to have so that you can look like you have something established. You know what I mean? Just have the basics. You know, go to, you know, Yellow Pages and create a listing. A lot of this stuff you can do for free or even less than $50, $25 a month. You know what I mean? You can use services like Fiverr. Everybody says, oh, I hate Fiverr. I really hate Fiverr because that's my industry that I started in, was graphics and service industry. But at the end of the day, sometimes I even use it just to get things done really quickly. You know what I mean? I send it over to them. It's not going to be perfect. No. It's not going to be, you got to think about what you're paying them. It's not going to be right. But it'll get you out there. It gets you started. It gets you a foundation so you know where to start. So using those kinds of services work. So getting back onto the point, understanding your business, understand your business structure, understand what you want for your business, how big you want your business to grow, will tell you if you should do an LLC or if you should do a corporation. Anything else is kind of irrelevant to the whole fact, but you should look into doing an LLC or a corporation minimally. I just tell you, cut to the chase, stop skimming the milk off the top, hit that freaking corporation button, do the corporation. You are now the secretary, the CEO, the CFO, and the CEO, and all of the above until you hire those people or until those people decide to join your team. The cool part about it is they do not have to own no part of the business when you just pay them. Just pay them to help you run the business and they're just managing. You know, when you are having a LLC, yeah, you have a manager, but most of the people want a piece of the business depending on how much of the business they want and how you structured it. So that is kind of how it works. But please, 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 I want you guys to make sure you follow, like, and share everything that I have on Instagram. Make sure you go to my website if you're interested in signing up for an LLC or a corporation. Go to my resources tab. There is a list of all of the states, any state in the United States, LLC office. Just click on it. It'll tell you everything that you need. If you do not understand what they're talking about, shoot me an email. Go to my website, book a consultation. and let's talk about You know what I mean? Let's actually have a conversation, a planning session, and let's get it done. All right. So next week, I would like you to stay tuned. We're going to talk about how to establish your business credit. And then the week after that, we are going to talk about how to create a business plan. By then, my business planner will be ready. My book should almost be launched. I plan to launch my book on October 1st. I'm super excited about that. I think y'all will love it. If you like my hat, my facts hat, if you like my t-shirt, if you want to support me or support anything that I do, we have facts hats. We speak all facts. We have the gray one with the alien encounter font. I love this one. If everybody, we need mask. We need mask. You never have enough of mask. It's almost as bad as toilet paper right now. You just have to keep it with you. A handy wipe, hand sanitizer, mask, keys, car. It just works. Your keys and your mask need to go together. So if you want a fax mask, these are $10 custom fax masks. They have the adjustable thing on them so they can adjust behind your ear. They're pretty cool because they're made out of 100% cotton. So they're pretty cool. You can order these on IamUniqueRight.com. They're $10. My mask hat, my fax hat. You can have the hat that matches. That matches the mask. How are we gonna do this? Right. Look at that. Look at that. Now you match. Now we coordinated. And then if you want the t-shirt to match, man, come on, man. You got it all. We have it all here. We're doing some custom colors on some hats. We have a whole bunch of new stuff coming out. We have some really cute little masks on the BeUnique.today site that we're gonna upload within the next couple of days. So I want you guys to stay tuned. Go to BeUnique.today. Go to IamUniqueRight.com. Look at the resources. Look at the things that I do offer. If y'all want to set up a business, if y'all want to set up a business structure, we can have you a full-fledged running business in 5 weeks. I actually have that on the website. You can do, you know, where I help you do it. You DIY it. You know, I am the DIY business coach. So you can DIY it, or I can do it all for you and you supervise me. Either way, we can make you have a business in 5 weeks, 1 month. You can have your own business online, whatever you need in 1 week. So stay tuned to for next Wednesday, next Wednesday's show. I might start doing in between stuff. And I'm gonna start OnlyFans. Gonna get really deep in there. We're gonna talk about likes and dislikes, stuff and politically correct. You know, if only if you love me and you're my fan and you pay for the subscription, you know. We're gonna start that OnlyFans. It's gonna be fun, it's gonna be interesting, it's just gonna be the real life about who I am. You know, it's not gonna be the Instagram life. It's gonna be I'm real regardless, but this is going to be the nitty-gritty. Yes, 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 the nitty-gritty. So, I'm going to start that OnlyFans and keep me posted. Again, like, share, reshare, share it again, thumbs up, fingers down, do a live party, blogtalkradio.com, /IamUniqueRight, follow me on there. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Pinterest. Find me, man. Just Google me. I am Unique Right. This is the I Am Unique Right podcast, and we are signing off. I appreciate everybody for joining, and thank you guys for being a part of the show. I will see you next, and please share this with anybody who has any questions, and inbox me if you have any questions about you know, starting your business, your business structure. I am here to answer your questions. I will respond to your inboxes. If they get too lengthy, I'll tell you to push a consultation. But that is it. So we're going to listen to the end of this song. I'm gonna listen to the end of my song right now. Here we go. Let's see if the Bluetooth is. Hold on, let me turn my Bluetooth back on. Sorry, guys. So the song is called Organic. All right. There we go. I can't get things to work when I want it to work. It's okay. Technology is a bitch. There we go. Not interested in girls who get to show off everything. I don't own the rights to this music. Just playing it. For desperation, I'm literally on a train. And by the way, it's my chance. You think this industry style has got me in a trance? No. Get in touch with me, man, so we can get this wealth. Talk to you later, guys.
My name is Joe.
Bye.
I'm a sustainability science researcher at Amazon.
Talk to you later.